I don't know when I won't be, will not be able to come anymore. So in provision of that, I am training other people like Isabella to learn the stories and her sister Boyette. I'm training them so they can also replace me once in life, once a time. In time to come, I mean. So, many of you know about the Haitian folk tales. You know, we say, please, please tell me a story. You beg for the story. Are you ready to listen to a story? Yeah. Then beg for it. Okay? Then, you see? They know the characters, Bookie and Malice. Well, one of our characters is Bookie, and he loves to eat meat. I think by now, some folks coming to the Florida Folk Festival every year, they know about Bookie. They know how much he loves meat. And not only that, Bookie will do anything to have a piece of meat. And since the story started in Africa, they have their roots in Africa, the imported people who came to be enslaved started in Africa. I'm doing a little history with you before I start my stories. So I am wearing my African outfit, the motherland, and my apprentice, since I'm passing on the stories to Isabella, she's wearing Haitian outfit. And I think I have selected a good apprentice, because not only the whole family is interested, like Boyette, I hope to be teaching her more actively next year to come, but her grandmother sitting down here, who might be do a character for me in the stories that I'm going to tell, that encouraged me. And I know my selection was good because Isabella going to learn quickly with a grandmother like Mireille. Anyway, I will tell you a story, but first, I'm going to let Isabella tell you a story. Because you heard of me many, many times. So now it's time for Isabella to tell you about Bookie. First, when she say crack, you guys better say, when she say creek, you guys have to say crack. And you have to say it loud. Because if you don't say it loud, you're going to have to beg again for the story. And you don't want to do that, right? Do you want to beg again for the story? No. So when she say creek, you have to say crack, and you have to listen carefully about that Bookie, what he can do for a piece of meat, and how he's excited when he knows he's going to eat meat. Okay, Isabella.
Hi, everyone. How are you? Everyone's doing fine? Well, I'm going to tell you guys a story about Bookie and his new shoes.
New shoes?
Can you take the mic off?
You want my place? Come on.
No, I need to take the mic off. Huh? I need to take the mic off.
Oh, okay, sure.
The mic, I need to take it off.
Can he take it off? Can she take it off? Take it off. Okay. Good.
Creek. Now you guys know Bookie is very stupid. He loves to eat meat and he will do anything just to have it. So it was January 1st. Do everybody know what January 1st symbolizes?
In Haiti?
You guys don't know?
In Haiti.
You guys don't know? No. In Haiti, January 1st symbolizes Independence Day for us. It was the first day that Haiti had their independence from everyone that enslaved us. So that day, everybody decided to dress up, go to church, and had like a big, big feast, like New Year's Day here in America. So Bookie decided to go to his grandmother's house because his grandma was the best cook in the village next door. She'll cook good pumpkin soup. She'll make best pineapple upside down cake. She made good. She was the best cook everywhere. So, but the Christmas before, Buki had the best present ever. Guess what his present was? You know the story. Anybody can make a guess?
New shoes.
No. Yes. His present was new shoes. He had brand new shoes.
For the first
Everybody
time.
Has brand new shoes, right? Yes. Right? Okay, but Boogie, he always had hand-me-downs, hand-me-downs, hand-me-downs. So when he got his first pair of brand new shoes, he was really happy. So he decided to wear his new shoes, his new clothes, for January 1st to go visit his grandmother. So as he was leaving, he put on his shoes and his clothes, and he was walking. And about half a mile down the road, he goes, these are my first pair of brand new shoes. I don't want them to get dirty. So he's like, maybe I should take them off. But he's like, no, I'll just wear them. So he walks, and he walks, and he keep walking. And then he stops, and he's thinking to himself, these are my first pair of brand new shoes. I don't want them to get scuffed and dirty like my old hand-me-downs. Maybe I should take them off. Do you know what he guys did? Do you know what he did? Yep, he took them off. So he took off his shoes, and he carried them in his hand. Now, it's a long walk to his grandmother's house because his grandmother lives in the next village, which is very far. So he's walking, and he's walking. He's, like, walking for, like, hours. And then finally, he stopped, and he looks down, and his feet are swollen. He has all these cuts, and blood is just dripping down. So he continues walking. Mind you, he has shoes in his hands. So he's walking, and he's walking, and he's walking, and then he starts getting tired. He's getting weak. And then finally, he reached his grandmother. He goes, Grandma, Grandma, can I have some meat? Do you know what Grandma said? No. Buki, you can't have no meat. What happens to your feet? Grandma, I'm hungry. I want some meat. Grandma still goes, no, Buki, you're sick. You can't have no meat. Your feet has to be taken care of. Buki is being very hard-headed. He goes, Grandma, I want some meat. Grandma, I want some food. Grandma goes, no, Buki, you can't have no food. So Grandma picks him up and carries him to bed. So she lays him down. She bathes him with tea leaves, sour orange leaves, lemon leaves, all types of leaves that are known in Haiti for medicine. So after she bathed him, she wrapped his feet in bandages, and all day, for the next 3 days, all he was given to eat was soup. He couldn't eat no meat. So by the time he was better, he went to his grandma. He was like, Grandma, I want some meat. I'm ready for some meat. I'm feeling better today. Grandma goes, Buki, all the meat is gone. There's no more meat. And Buki goes, no more meat? Not even one little tiny piece? Grandma goes, no, Buki. No more meat. So finally, Buki goes back home. Now, he's only supposed to be gone for 1 day, but he was gone for 3 because he was being hard-headed and not wearing his new shoes. So when he got to his village, the villager was like, Buki, Buki, what happened? You didn't come back the next day. What happened? Buki tells him what happened. And then they start beating him up, calling him stupid. Buki, you should have worn your new shoes. Those were new shoes for you to wear. You shouldn't have walked around barefooted. You know it's a long walk to your grandmother's house. So they beat him, and he's yelling, and he's screaming. And I get over there. He's screaming so loud. I see him. They kick me, and here I am to tell you the story.
That's very good. I like the way she told the story. And she's going to be a great storyteller. She will be able to replace me, I'm sure. And I'd be very proud of her if I can see that happen. She's going to do high school now, and after that she'll be going to college. She wants to study medicine. And I'm sure along the way, just like I did as a medical records specialist, as a specialist in medical records, I continue telling stories. And I was able to pass on the tradition to the people that come into South Florida as immigrants, as you have been watching on TV. Now I'm going to tell you another story. Now it's my turn to tell you a story. And that story has a little bit of magic in it. And that story is called Mambo Sia. Mambo is a name given to somebody who is mysterious and who can cure people with leaves, all kind of. But that Mambo Sia was a magical woman, very mysterious in the village where she lives. You see, what makes Mambo Sia more mysterious? It's a garden. You know okra? How many of you knows okra, that green vegetable, right? You make soup with it, you put it's a vegetables, and you can cook gumbo soup with it, right? You've been in Louisiana. By the way, I'm a good gumbo soup. But Mambo Sia has a garden full of okra, beautiful green okra that long. But remember I told you, this story is a mysterious story. So, Mambo Sia is the only person who has beautiful okras. And in the village, everybody loves to eat okras. Everybody loves okra. So, Mambo Sia don't sell her okra to anyone, except if you know her song. Now I'm going to teach you the song. You know why? Because if you decide to go to Mambo Sia to buy some okra, if you don't know that song, it's not only that Mambo Sia won't sell you okra if you don't know the song. Mambo Sia is going to take you by the neck. Mambo Sia is going to turn your neck. Remember, I told you that was a mysterious story. And Mambo Sia is going to put you in a big jar. In Haiti, they call that a canary. That's where you keep your water fresh to go in the water, in the jar, get some water. But they call it a canary. It's beautiful. It's made of dirt. But you can make one, and that's where you save your water. So anyway, Mambo Sia has a big one. And if you go there, and you don't know the song of Mambo Sia, Mambo Sia is going to turn your neck, tuk, 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 chow, put you in the jar. But in that village too, there was a woman. The woman has two beautiful children, her own children, and she has a stepdaughter. Ooh, great Lord. She didn't love that girl. She has to do everything, like a Cinderella. She has to do everything, and nothing was good enough. By the way, what was harder for the girl? Her father died, that stepchild. Her father died, leaving her in that house. She became really the little maid, the little servant, the little domestic that will do everything in the house, including taking care of the other two sisters. She didn't go to school, nothing. She has to stay in the house. But you see, before the father died, she put three jars of money under a tree in the village. But nobody knew where the money was. And the father said on his deathbed, "When I am ready, I will tell my daughters know where that money is." Because the father didn't want to leave the money for the daughters there, because he felt that his wife would use the money just for the two girls, and the stepchild would not have any money. So the father died, but the money was buried someplace. And in Haiti, that happened a lot. Mysteriously, they bury money in the ground, and only when they want, they will give that money. And I have some very, very good stories that I could tell you, real stories that happened really in life, where people could not get the money that the colonizator left, like the white people, who, French people who colonized Haiti. When they left, nobody could take that money because some African people had done something for that money, not to leave. But anyway, let me go back to my story of Mambo Sia. Mambo Sia has a garden, and of course, that woman who lived in the village She always was thinking, since my husband died and left that money, that girl should die before she go up. So that way, the money will stay for my two children, right? I don't think you would do a thing like that, would you? Huh? You would be more fair, right, people? So, then one day she was passing by Mambosia's garden. Oh, right away he came to his to her mind. Well, that girl I have in that house, my daughter's half sister. That's a good way of getting rid of her. I'm going to send her to Mambosia to buy me gumbo. But Mambosia, she didn't know the song. The girl didn't know the song, so the stepmother knows Mambosia are going to take her by the neck, turn her neck, and put her in the jar. So let me tell you the song. So if you go by Aokra, Mambosia won't do that to you, okay? I'm going to send it in French to you, and then you will learn it in English. Bonjour, Mambosia, si y'a de goudin gombo. Belle même voué m'acheter, si y'a de goudin gombo. Si y'a de goudin gombo. Good morning, Mambosia. My stepmother sent me to buy 50 cents of gombo. Si y'a, 50 cents of gombo. That's easy, right? Good morning, Mambosia. Can you say bonjour, Mambosia? Bonjour, Mambosia. Go ahead. Sia, my mother sent me to buy 50 cents of gombo. Sia, my mother sent me to buy 50 cents of gombo. My stepmother sent me to buy 50 cents of gombo. Sia. 50 cents of gombo. Bonjour, Mambosia. Sia, 50 cents of gombo. My stepmother sent me. Sia, 50 cents of gombo. Sia. Sia, 50 cents of gombo. And then the gesture, they call that dance a chica dance. That means when you dance that dance, you have to turn your behind. You know, you have to turn your behind in all directions, and somebody going to do it for me in a little while. Okay? So, the girl went, take her bag. She couldn't say to the mother, the stepmother, that she couldn't go. So she took her bags, and here she goes. And on the road, she's crying. She knows it's her last day. My stepmother sent me to buy gombo, and I know this is my last day. Gombo is going to put me in the jar, and everybody knows tonight I'm going to be a soup. She was crying. But mysteriously, an old man came. An old man. But you don't know. That old man could have been the father. So I'm not sure. Anyway, the old man came. My little girl, why are you crying? Oh, my stepmother sent me to buy gumbo at Mambosia's place. I don't know the song. She's going to make soup of me. Oh, no, my little girl. If you know the song, she will not make soup out of you. Come on, repeat after me. Bonjour, Mambosia. Sia, 50 cents of gumbo. My stepmother sent me to buy Sia 50 cents of gumbo. Sia 50 cents. Okay, go ahead. Bonjour, Mambosia. Sia 50 cents of gumbo. My stepmother sent me to buy Sia 50 cents of gumbo. Sia 50 cents of gumbo. Oh, the girl repeated the song. Fine. And she went. She got to the gate, and Mambosia looking at her. And Mambosia said inside herself, ah, tonight I'm going to have a soup with a tender little girl. Oh, that soup going to be so good. But to her surprise, the girl started, come on, everybody. Bonjour, mon bossia. Come on, little girl, come on. The little girl came to buy the gumbo, the okra. Okra, 50 cents of okra. Oh, she's opening the gate, and then right away she starts. Bonjour, mon bossia. Siya, 50 cents of gumbo. Siya, 50 cents of gumbo. My stepmother sent me to buy. Siya, 50 cents of gumbo. Siya, 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 siya. Siya, 50 cents of gumbo. Thank you. So, Mother Siya gave lot of okra. And the girl left. Went to buy okra. But Mambo Siya, right there, was waiting for them. They got to the gate. You know? They got to the gate and Mambo Siya saw two girls come in. And Mambo Siya said to herself, today I'm not going to have anybody to make soup. Because those girls come in, the first one came, she knows the song, maybe those knows the song too. And then she opened the gate.
Hey, girl, what are you looking for here?
Oh.
Come in.
Oh.
I will quiz you. And oh. Put you in my
child. They don't know the song. So, thank you, Mambo Siya. So, Mambo Siya took them by the neck. Both of them. Mambo Siya took them by the neck. Turned them. And Mambo Siya said, you don't know my song? Here in the jar. Bon. When the stepmother didn't see those two girls return, you know what a lugawu is? A lugawu is somebody in Haiti that can fly at night. You know, like a devil. Flying at night. And that's true, they fly really, those devils. So, that woman fly like a lugawu, and then she got to Mambo Siya's place, and she said, Mambo Siya, where are my two daughters? Mambo Siya, you want to see your two daughters? Mambo Siya took her by the neck, turned her neck, and said, see for yourself. And here in the jar, three people to be eaten that night. That night, Mambo Siya made a good soup with two daughters and a stepmother. And then that same night, the daughter had a dream where her father told her where the money was, and she became very, very rich. The whole village came to her house, her little house, to see the money. They were talking about what happened. I went to get some more of that money. Huh? You know what they did? They kicked me. And here I am to tell you the story. That's the way the story ends. They kicked me. That doesn't mean they kicked me really, you know, but in your mind, they sent me all over the United States to tell the stories. And that's the end of it.
Many thanks to Lillian Neret Louis and her apprentice Isabella Lubin for a great performance, and also to Isabella's family as well for jumping in there. That was really something special. Thank you. Next, we're going to have on Wako Kai, Japanese dancing. As soon as we get done.